This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I feel like I'm not good enough for anyone, not even for myself. I failed myself. I feel like I shouldn't meet anyone. I just wanted to be alone, laying in my bed, don't talk to anyone. I have failed some subjects in my last semester. For the first time in my life, I had a very good academic record before that, but I'm not even good in them. I don't know why. I can't help it. Things are getting worse day by day. Okay, so these are, that's that little voice in our heads that I was telling you about, that was holding me back from doing this. This is that voice becoming very, very exaggerated. This is that voice taking more control or being given more control than it deserves. So what is good about this little narrative is that you're being able to identify it. That you're being able to say, you know what, I feel this way. It doesn't necessarily have to be true. And that is fundamental to dealing with ourselves. Reality or truth about ourselves, about the world, about the people that we're dealing with, about the future, it does not have to be exactly as we feel it. Our feeling, or our thoughts for that matter, are not 100% reliable truth. So if I feel it, it is. No. That's not a... Because you look at this narrative and already you're doubting that. You're performing the first step necessary in growing out of this situation, which is self-detachment. That it is you looking at yourself as a third person and commenting, okay, I am feeling this. Can't be right. It wasn't this way before. And that's just the first step. The second step will be, okay, fine. I feel this way. It's not true. And then there's reasons for why it's not true. It's an exaggeration. These are called cognitive distortions. Our colleagues in who specialize in cognitive behavioral therapy, they would tell you more about this. These are cognitive distortions, thinking, incorrect thinking habits. Let's call them that. And what is common to most, it's very interesting to search what different type of distortions there. It's a very informative, and it'll help you understand yourself better if you search them and try to get an understanding of yourself in there. But one thing that's common to all of them, or most of them at least, it's absolutization. What do I mean by that? That most of these thoughts, most of these distortions, they come at you with this everything, this all or nothing kind of an attitude. I'm completely useless. I don't want to meet anyone. I don't want to see anyone. I'm not good enough, even for myself. So you see these hyperbolic terms being used, these absolutist terminologies coming in. Those of you who've gotten any instructions on how to answer MCQs properly, the good MCQs that are made, know that those MCQs that are absolutes, that use absolutes, are almost always not the right answer. Right? So this applies to these thoughts as well. I am going to judge the validity of my thoughts and feelings if those thoughts and feelings are coming at me with these markers of absoluteness, then I know that little voice in my head, those little demons inside of me that want to hold me back, that want to see me fail, that don't want to let me grow, it's from there. It's sourced in there. And this is something that is consistent with psychoanalytic thinking. This is the psychoanalytic school within psychology, that it identifies within human beings these multiple dimensions, these almost sub-personalities that instigate, inspire negativity, that hold us back, that come in the form of thoughts and emotions that we feel as our own. But as soon as you're being able to see them as third person, you're growing, you're maturing already. The next step would be, okay, is this true or is it false? I see absolutization there. I see and then all or none principle applying there. I see exaggerations there. Equally important is to note that they're not always entirely incorrect, that these thoughts have some basis, some evidence in reality, which they exaggerate, but they're not completely false. Otherwise, they wouldn't hold. Otherwise, they wouldn't hold. So what is for me to do is to be able to identify from these thoughts the truth, and then find out what is actionizable. That's a term I came up with. Well, how can I act to improve from that truth that that thought is giving? So for example, I failed a couple of subjects in that semester. That part is true. But for me to draw from that, that I'm a complete failure, that's not true. If I remember correctly, this question came from a medical student. If you're a medical student, that means you're pretty smart. You're pretty intelligent. You made it all the way to med school, didn't you? Right? So if failing a couple of subjects is telling you that you're not good enough at all and you're not intelligent, and the cognitive distortion will say, all of what happened before that was a fluke. You just did it. That was luck. No. How does that make sense? Evidence in your own life tells you that this is an exaggeration. This is false. Yes, that failure did take place. How do I learn from that failure? And another problem, and this is another one of those cultural sicknesses, that as a culture, most of us, we look towards failure. Failure is stigmatized so much. We've made failure, we've horrified it so much. We've demonized it so much that it's just one of the most, it's the most frightening things ever. Whereas there is no success without failure. We don't get it right always. And if we're not able to contend with failure, we will not be able to progress on the path of success. It is a part of the process, right? So coming to terms with failure, the concept of it, the phenomena of it, is so important. And one of the reasons why we can't come to terms with it, because we have some very arrogant conceptions of ourselves, i.e. we consider ourselves to have reached the pinnacle and climax of greatness and success and intelligence without having struggled through the process. That's a bigger problem. Not saying that the person putting this question up is suffering from that. Not at all. Just putting a generalized statement out there for something that we need to consider. Right? So, that said, another thing we need to be wary of is that this pattern is symbolic of a depressive thought process. There may be a possibility of a depression behind this that is already developed or is in the process of developing. So I would recommend getting a more detailed assessment and dealing with this situation as soon as possible before it worsens, as you did say towards the end, that it is worsening day by day. I would recommend getting professional help from whatever I could tell from this little passage that you sent.